things are going to change in BC on May the 1st, but how that will impact the housing market, well, that remains to be seen. Now, May 1st is the date that new short-term rental rules will be coming into effect. From that point on, they will only be permitted within a host's principal residence or one additional unit on the property, such as a secondary suite or laneway garden suite. That's it. And it applies to communities with a population of more than 10,000 people. So all of those condos or properties that were bought just for the purpose of short-term rental and the principal owner doesn't actually live there, well, they won't be legal anymore. And now that we're so close to that date, it's time to talk about enforcement of all of this. How is that going to work? Ravi Kailan is the Minister of Housing and joins us now. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for having me.
So first off, so everyone is absolutely clear, what is changing on May the 1st?
So May 1st, communities must have short-term rentals only in principal residences in communities above 10,000. And, you know, of course, we excluded tourism-dependent communities. So what we shared yesterday was May 1st is coming. Those that are renting or have a booked Airbnb or VRBO or short-term rental, they should check in with their hosts just to make sure that everything is in order. For hosts and platforms, we've made it clear that May 1st, the rules kick in. We have launched a new data portal, which will link cities directly with the platforms so that they can share information about which listings should be up, which ones are not legal. So the enforcement mechanism is in. And we shared yesterday, Simi, that 17 communities that were excluded because they're tourism dependent or smaller in size have opted in. So communities like Tofino and Osoyoos have said, hey, we would like to be in the same rules as everyone else. And their rules will kick in November 1st, just so that those that have short-term rentals have some time to make decisions.
What kind of an impact do you think this will have on the market?
Well, we already seen the impact. We are hearing from folks from all over BC that are getting into short-term rentals, homes for themselves as rentals, long-term rentals. They were previously short-term rentals. Now they're available for people. We're starting to see that impact already. We're starting to see an increase in listings in some communities for homes, complete homes that were short-term rentals. So we're seeing both on the rental side a pickup, but we're also seeing a pickup on people saying, hey, I don't want to be in this business anymore. And, you know, we've been saying from the beginning, we need these homes for people in our communities. There's a lot of people struggling to get access to housing. We've been losing a larger portion in communities every single year from investors buying up these homes and putting them into this space. And we need that housing desperately.
Okay, so what the enforcement mechanism, let's talk a little bit more about that. So you've got the portal, but what is that, a self-enforcing mechanism? Like, what will be the actions to go after people who persist?
So the city, for example, City of Vancouver has a system set up. They know who is legal, who is not. The platforms are required every month to upload every single listing that they have with addresses. Cities have access to that portal. So the cities now will be able to say, for example, if they find someone is breaking the rules, they are able to now instantly send a message to the platforms through this data portal. The platforms have within 5 days to respond, take that listing down. If they don't, there's up to $10,000 a day fines for the platforms, and also fines associated with the hosts that are breaking the rules. So we believe that this was the missing piece for many communities. Vancouver, Burnaby, so many communities across British Columbia have had systems in place, but they haven't been able to enforce it, mainly because, quite frankly, many of the platforms just weren't cooperating. And so now, with the $10,000 a day fine, we believe that's a good deterrent for them to follow the rules.
Are the platforms cooperating with you now?
Well, certainly Booking.com and VRBO, I gave them credit yesterday. They proactively already set up their systems and linked it with our data portal. So they are way ahead of the game and they're ready for May 1st. And our expectation is that the other platforms will have that done by May 1st as well.
Okay. And so what is your message to people then who, I mean, a lot of people have got their units that they bought right for this purpose that are probably still listed, that maybe they've still been collecting bookings? What is your message to those people?
Well, May 1st, these rules kick in. If this is this unit is in your principal residence, or you're in a community that is excluded, then you know you need to know the rules are coming in. We will be launching in about a week's time, actually on May 1st, a new site for hosts. They'll be able to put their address in and get instantly whatever information that they need. What are the local government's requirements? What are the provincial requirements? Here are the steps for you if you qualify to become a short-term rental. And so we're trying to get all that information out to folks. But, you know, I guess the main message to me is that the housing we have is needed for people in our communities. We need to prioritize people in our communities. And we're losing way too much housing stock year over year to investors buying them for running, quite frankly, mini hotels. And we need that housing stock for people who are desperately needing it in our communities.
Okay, so when is that website going to be up? Because so people will be able to log in and type in an address and find out if they are legally able to have a short-term rental there?
Yeah, May 1st, the site will be up. Hosts will be able to put their address in. It will give them their information about their location. It will say to them, here's what the local government requires of you. Here is the rules from the province, so that hosts that want to do this can make their decisions appropriately, and they have the information to operate legally if they're allowed. So we want to make sure that they have the information. We've been communicating to the platforms as well to say, here's your responsibility. And, you know, we do know that there's 19,000 homes. That's what the research has shown us, 19,000 complete homes, full homes, that were shifting towards short-term rentals. And even if we see half of those come back into the rental market, that is a significant shift.
Okay, and I understand that there's also a new compliance enforcement unit that's been established?
Yeah, and we do have four people that are hired up to support this work. And we do have funding for much more. But given the technology has advanced so much that we're able to do a lot of this digitally, we're going to be focused on making sure that we're finding the most efficient way to monitor this. But if we do need to hire people, we will. But we believe we're in a pretty good place with the digital tools that have been developed.
Are you at all concerned about the people who have like the family cabins and the family properties that they maybe, you know, do short-term rentals when they are not there? What about all those people?
Well, many of the family cabins are in communities that are less than 10,000 population in smaller communities. And of course, we left tourism dependent communities out. We left Whistlers and we actually left Tofino and Osoyoos and them out saying, you don't have to be part of the rules because we know that you depend heavily on tourism. But yet communities like Tofino and Osoyoos said, no, we want in. And you know, those communities, they know what tourism is. They know how important it is to their economy. But if you don't have housing for people in your community, you don't have anywhere for the workforce to live. What is the value in that? You know, we have many of these communities who have restaurants that can only operate till 6 o'clock to 5 o'clock because there's no one that can come in and work the evening shift. So it's great to have tourists, but if you can't operate the businesses that support your tourism industry, then it's all for naught.
Well, okay. Thank you so much for explaining it to us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Simi. Be safe.
You too. That's Ravi Kailan, BC's Minister of Housing. New rules for short-term rentals coming into effect May 1st. This is a big change. So people need to know those rules. You can still do short-term rentals provided it's within your principal residence. If you live there, sure, you can put the basement suite on a short-term rental site or the laneway house. That's fine. You live on that property. That's okay. If you don't live on the property, though, that's another story. That is now going to be illegal. If you want to weigh in, simi@cknw.com.